Good afternoon, it's Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and on the show today I'm chatting to a Welsh rugby legend, a man who won 52 caps for Wales, captained his country, as well as representing the Lions three times on their tour of Australia in 2001. He's in Hereford tomorrow night at the Courtyard with his show The Lion Speaks Tonight. Welcome to this show, Scott Quinnell.
Chris, thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries at all. How are you today, Scott?
I'm marvellous. Sun is shining. It's absolutely glorious down here. We're just over the border. I'm down in Esk. We've got a show tonight, and then I cannot wait to come up to Hereford to see you all tomorrow.
Well, you've done a few dates of the tour now. How's it all going?
Ah, it's amazing. It's just been absolutely wonderful. We've been up to North Wales, and we're down to Llechy, and we did a couple in Cwmbran last week, Blackwood Minor. Ah, it's been absolutely fabulous. We've had a wonderful time. It's nice because a lot of, for the last 15 years when I've been going out and about to work, I'm normally going on my own, but now I've got a companion. My son Steele is coming with me, so we get our kit bags together, we're off, and we're off to theatres around the country, and it's just lovely being to spend time with him and getting on stage and watching him flourish and watching him sing. And then in the second half, he's getting a bit cheeky in the second half now. He's doing all that answering back and everything like that to where we're doing the questions. So, yeah, he's certainly found his feet. It's absolutely brilliant.
I bet it's amazing going out on the road, on a road trip with your son and you know, performing together night after night. I bet that's the dream, isn't it?
Oh, man, it doesn't get any better. I've been to see him lots of times. He's been in La Miz. He played Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors. He was Mr. Bumble in Oliver. I've seen him all those shows and behind stage. I've been all nervous for him, so it's great to be in the same changing room. That's the best thing for me. It's tough out there at the moment with everything that's going on, but for a couple of hours in the theatre, we can forget all about that and just have a laugh.
Well, I've got to ask about the state of club rugby at the moment, Scott. I mean, what is going on? One of our local sides, Worcester Warriors, have gone into administration last month. Of course, this week we had the news about Wasps struggling financially. Why is international rugby a boom industry, but at the moment club rugby is struggling?
It's very difficult. It's day-to-day running. I think COVID hasn't helped. Not having fans for over a year, you know. And when you people say it's not, you know, just about fans, it's not about the ticket money that's going over. It's, you know, it's the food in the bar, the beer behind the bar, you know. It's everything is taking its toll. And unfortunately, you know, we've lost two great sides. Both my brothers played for Worcester, and I've been up there many times to see Worcester play. And they, you know, they couldn't have a more loyal bunch of fans. I certainly hope Worcester can come back in some form or another. I played for Richmond many years ago, and my brother, and they had to go back to the bottom of the league when they went bust in '99, I think it was. They've worked themselves back way up some of the league, so certainly we hope to see Worcester back, and let's see how the Wasp scenario plays out now, because I think the days of the massive wages are gone for certainly the foreseeable future. I think, you know, the players have got to cut their cloth a little bit. You need to manage it as a business, so, you know, we can flourish, and the wonderful game that we love, you know, will be still here in 50, 100 years' time.
Well, I mentioned earlier, your show, The Lion Speaks Tonight, is on at the Courtyard in Hereford tomorrow night. I don't want to spoil it for anybody going by getting you to tell us a few of the stories that will be included on the night. But there is a question and answers section at the end, isn't there?
Yeah, and I'll do 55 minutes standing up, talking about my family, talking about my career, some of the highlights that have been there, some you know, give you a bit of the insight into the back of it. It's all done with very light humour as well, so we'll have a good laugh in the first hour. In the second half, I always say, the second half is only as good as the question, so you better bring some good questions if you are coming tomorrow, because the second half is all about you.
Well, I've got my own question and answers section right here on the show, so I've got some rapid-fire questions for you, Scott.
You do it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Who's the toughest opponent you ever faced?
Anybody who puts a pair of boots on.
What's the worst injury you ever had in your career?
Worst injury, probably having both my kneecaps taken in half.
What was your proudest moment as a player?
Put the Llechy Rugby Football Club jersey on for the very first time, 1990. I was 18 years old in 2 days, and I stood in the same dressing room as my heroes.
Did you have any pre-match rituals?
We haven't got enough time. The spaghetti the night before, sweets the night before, baked beans on toast for lunch or breakfast, depending what time kickoff was. Always run out last. But apart from that, oh, my lucky pants, apart from that, nothing.
What's your favourite movie of all time?
Highlander. There can be only one, my friend.
Who's on your Spotify playlist?
Dolly Parton, Queen, or Fleetwood Mac, Bowie.
How many times did it take you to pass your driving test?
Oh, one. I gave him two tickets to England, Wales.
What was your first car, Scott?
My first car was a Ford Escort. It had 1.3 body, 1.6 engine. It had no floor in the back. It did 0-60 in about 1.5 months. And it was the best thing I ever drove.
What is your biggest fear?
Claustrophobia.
Do you iron your own clothes?
Literally, I just iron my shirts ready for tonight or tomorrow, half an hour ago.
What advice would you give to anyone trying to make it in the world of rugby?
Buy tickets for tomorrow night and I'll tell you all about it.
And finally, who will win the Six Nations next year, Scott?
Wales! I've got to remember who I'm talking to. Definitely Wales.
Listen, it has been absolutely fantastic to chat to you today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me again. And hopefully we see lots of people tomorrow in the courtyard. Really, really looking forward to it. Go easy. I'm coming across the border. I'm bringing my son. He's bigger than me. So beware.
All the best for tomorrow and the rest of the tour. Scott Quinnell, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.